Take a slow breath in and exhale. Let the muscles in your neck soften. Let your jaw unclench. You are in a safe space, a place where even the harshest voices inside you can finally rest. There's a part of you that speaks in harsh tones, the voice that scolds, criticizes, and demands perfection. I call this part the scolder. She believes her job is to keep you in line. She picked it up long ago, maybe from a parent, a teacher, a church leader, or even your own expectations of holiness. Her message sounds something like this: you're always failing. You should have known better. You're lazy. You're not good enough. You're too much. Nobody likes you. Something is wrong with you. And other times her voice is more subtle. Not you are, but I must. If I do everything right, I'll be okay. If I keep myself in check, I won't disappoint anyone. If I stay small, maybe I'll be loved. The scolder truly thinks she's protecting you, that by shaming you first, she'll spare you from others' judgment. But her method of safety comes at a painful cost. She doesn't realize that the whip she's holding is the very thing that keeps your heart afraid of love. And underneath the scolder is a wounded part, a younger version of you who once felt deeply embarrassed, punished, or rejected. She carries the memory of being blamed for things she didn't do, or being told she was too much or not enough. That wound learned to survive by shrinking. And every time life feels uncertain, the scolder rises up to keep her small and safe. This shame response isn't just emotional, it's physical. When the scolder speaks, the body contracts. Your shoulders cave in, your breath shortens, your chest tightens. The nervous system freezes in self-protection. It's not rebellion. It's the body's attempt to avoid more pain. If this is surfacing now, it's not punishment. It's invitation. God is showing you the voice that's been judging you so he can silence it with grace and love. He's saying, daughter, you don't have to earn your safety through shame. So let's meet this scolder part together. You don't have to fight her, just get curious. She's been trying to protect you for a long time. So close your eyes if you haven't done so already. And just notice where you feel this part of you in your body, the scolder. Maybe it's a heaviness in your chest or a tension in your neck, or a clenched jaw. And just ask gently to this part of you, what are you afraid would happen if you stopped scolding me? What are you trying to protect me from when you scold me in this way or tell me these things? You might hear something like, if I stop scolding you, you'll get lazy. I'm just trying to motivate you. Or, if I don't stay harsh, you're going to put yourself out there and get hurt again. So just listen, let her speak. You're not necessarily agreeing with her words, you're just understanding her fear. So again, just noticing, maybe asking her in your way, what she's afraid would happen if she stopped scolding you, and what this part of you is trying to protect you from. Now, just turn toward this part of you with love and compassion, understanding her a little bit more now and just whispering softly to her, thank you for trying to keep me safe. You thought if you kept me small and perfect, I'd finally be okay. But you don't have to do this anymore. And just let love and kindness and compassion melt through that tension this part of you feels. This moment of compassion and love is where healing begins. Now imagine Jesus standing nearby. He's calm, kind, and not surprised at all by your struggle. He knows the scolder has been working overtime to protect you. He sees her too. But just let her and Jesus be together. See how she feels with him. See if there's something that he wants to share with her or she wants to ask him. And if this part of you feels safe enough, maybe she would like to give her burden to him, even part of it, even part of that burden of keeping you perfect or trying to punish you and make you feel bad so you stay small, trying to protect you so you don't take risks, trying to make sure you never get rejected and abandoned. She's been working so hard, and just see if she might be willing to give some or all of that burden to Jesus. See her placing whatever she's willing of that heavy load into his hands and just watch him take it gently, without anger, no condemnation. He just wants to carry that for her, whatever she is willing to let go. And just notice how your body begins to soften as she lets go. What changes in her and in you? Now ask Jesus, what do you want this part of me to know about who I am? What truth, Jesus, do you want to give to this part of me in exchange for what she's given you? Maybe he says, you're forgiven. I love you. I know you fully. I love you fully. You are mine. And just pause and listen and let his words move from what you know in your head down to your heart where she is. Let his love take the place of what that part of you has been holding on to protect you. You might choose to speak this truth out loud slowly. I am not what the scolder says I am. I am who Jesus says I am. Chosen, washed clean, beloved. Take a deep breath in and slowly let it go. Feel your body again. As you return to this place, as you begin to open your shoulders and maybe lift your chin, and just whispering, there is no condemnation for me in Christ Jesus. I am safe to be seen. I am loved exactly as I am. I release the burden of perfection. I lovingly remind this scolding voice that I have Jesus. I am covered by his mercy and love, not judgment and condemnation. I am forgiven, accepted and free to walk in love. When the scolder tries to rise up again, remember, you don't need to argue with her. Just recognize her voice, meet her with compassion, and let Jesus speak instead. So take one more deep breath in and exhale. You are cherished. You are loved. So if you'd like to take some time to journal, you can write down what this scolder inside of you has tried to make you believe to keep you safe. What was it trying to do to help you? And what did Jesus say instead? How did his presence feel? So if this scolder said something like, you're lazy, you're failing, you're not enough, maybe Jesus said, no, you are loved, you are growing, and my grace is already enough. And these truths can become your anchor when that voice tries to return, and you can lovingly speak to it from God's truth to help it relax anytime.